to NHI, the pilot projects, what is actually meant and what is being done. And I hope we will be able to share this with you on our social media platforms as well, just so you can have a look at some of the before and after pictures of some of the sites for the pilots. 0891-104208, your questions for Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. But let me just start with this one here before I go to Felix. Alsumpai, Matsili in Bloemfontein, and others, all complaining about the hours, the long hours that they have to wait at clinics to receive medication. I'm sure this is not a new one, Minister. I'm sure you've heard this before.
Indeed.
What is the problem there?
Indeed, and they're right. And if we don't take drastic steps or measures, it can only get worse. I want to give a historical background to this, Sakina. What causes these congestions in our clinics in the country? You know, in 2004, we had 400,000 people who were going to our clinics just to collect ARVs. I'm not talking about diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, and all the other diseases. Just HIV only. There were 400,000 people going there to our clinics to collect. Today, more than a decade later, we've got 3.5 million, which means it has increased more than tenfold.
Mm.
But at the same time, we've got this thing which you talked about, which people don't understand, the explosion of non-communicable diseases, which is unprecedented. Diseases of lifestyle, high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, cancer, and chronic lung disease. You know, Sakina, I've been in the field of medicine for 34 years. I've never seen so many people suffering high blood pressure, diabetes, especially in the African communities, which traditionally in the past never used to be people who suffer high blood pressure and diabetes. Now, when you add the 3.5 million people still growing who are going to our clinics to collect medicines, and you add this explosion of non-communicable diseases, you get absolute overcrowding, which the healthcare system cannot take care of. And when you consider that the best facilities and the highest number of doctors are in the 16%, saving the 16% of the population, and this overcrowding is happening in the 84% of the population, then we've got the toxic mixture. But the question is, what have we done?
Mm.
One of the things we have done, Sakina, is we have identified quite a number, but the main ones is the filing. People waiting for 5 hours just to get a file.
Mm.
So this is what we have done. We have started with a new filing system. Before, when you go to some of the clinics, you'll get this. Now, today, you are getting that. We are putting up a new filing system, which eventually will be paperless. As I'm speaking, in the 700s, facilities in the NHI pilot, we have installed this. We call it a health patient record system. We are working with CSIR, Science and Technology, and Home Affairs. We have already registered 5 million people on this system. Even you are going to register because it's preparing for NHI. It's going to be your unique patient identifier from the cradle to the grave. Part of your ID will be part of this. So when you arrive at the clinic, they just press and then they find you. Also, it will help us trace a patient from one facility to the other. At the moment, South Africa has never had such a system where we're able to trace one patient to the other. They can, you know, a patient can enter a clinic, collect medicines, and then go to the next clinic, start all over again, collect medicines. Or sometimes we test people for HIV. The clinic tells them they are positive. They just dump the results there, go to the next clinic, and start the test again, hoping the results will be different. We are unable to tell them because we don't have that system. Now, we have started it, as I'm speaking, in all the NHI pilot projects, we have installed it. And then 1,800 clinics outside the pilots also have got the system. We are installing it. We'll finish in the 2018-19 financial year. It takes 10 minutes to get your file, not 5 hours, as it is happening in some clinics. The other thing we have done, we have removed 1 million people, Sakina, from going to collect medicines at the clinic. They are in a system called central chronic medication dispensing system, whereby you These people register with our clinics, those who are on chronic medication like HIV/AIDS, HIV/AIDS, TB, diabetes, high blood, etc. They get registered. And once they are registered, we have got a service provider who has got their database. They choose where the medicine must be delivered, and we encourage them. Let the medicine be delivered where we are going to work, either a private practitioner, which you can't see because you are not on medical aid, but you just go in there to collect medicines from us, or a private pharmacist, some use churches and NGOs, other organizations which are prepared to do this work. So let's say it's you, Sakina. You come to work and you arrange with your GP. I'll come 7 o'clock in the evening. I'll walk to your surgery, collect the medicine which the government has delivered there. As I'm speaking, 1 million people are on this system. We want to add more. And when you say 1 million people are on the system, it means you have removed them from overcrowding the clinics, because then they collect their medicines elsewhere. So we are doing that, but we are improving the filing system, but we are also improving the status of the clinics. As I'm showing you there.
Yeah.
If this clinic is before, this is after. Obviously, the overcrowding won't be like this small one, where there's not even a waiting area. Obviously, if you look at this clinic, how it looks like, and you look at the new one, you'll realize that there'll be all these improvements that we're making.
And of course, I'm sure you're feeling left out not being able to see these pictures that the minister is showing me as he speaks.
Well,
we'll try and upload them
for you.
Them,
I'm showing them, Sakina, because people sit here in the cities, they read the newspapers, which said there is no change at all. They are not able to go to the rural areas and see this, what's happening. You know, this book, if you look at it, it's all our bills of quantities in all the 700 health facilities in the NHI. All of them, and about 350 of them, as I'm saying, we have got contractors there, either improving or building a new clinic on top of this old one, like here, or adding some more wing, or just improving the overall infrastructure in half of this 750. And that shows the stage where each one of them is, how much money we have spent, how much we have budgeted, etc.
And Minister has brought all of this evidence here to show us this morning. So maybe Shwe Shwe can come and take a pic just to show you all of that. But let's take some calls. Nyameka in Craddock, good morning.
Good morning, Sakina. How are you?
Well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to greet my honorable minister as well, Sakina. And I want to appreciate this program once again, because I remember the first time I was on the road and I wanted to say something about the minister and his programs, but unfortunately I was driving. So it's a pleasure for me to have this opportunity. I just want to say a thumbs up to our minister, because I'm working in the rural area, and there are many programs that are being done for our communities. And for someone who's like where action is going, we can see that he's a trendsetter, and he's the most brilliant minister I know. And even our sub-district manager, who will attend a meeting maybe in East London, she'll always come back very excited, saying that we have the most brilliant minister with a sense of humor, who's full of sense of humor. So it's like we look up to him, but we have challenges. Like, I personally have challenges, and I would say nationally, I did write to him following your program, Sakina, to market myself to him, because as much as we know things are not happening because of skilled officials, I'm one of them, but I don't have opportunities where I am. So, like, I'm still waiting for the Honorable Minister to give me feedback on the letter and my CV that I gave him. Otherwise, he's the best minister I know.
Okay, thanks so much, Nyameka, and we'll take your details just for a follow-up there, because the rest of us are not in the know as to what it is that you are referring to there. But Lukanyo Vuyo Mbande says, Sakina, in the Eastern Cape, there's no patient filing. Patients buy their own notebooks to use them as files, they still have to wait in long queues. So that very worrying. Lukanyo, maybe you can tell us exactly where that is, so the minister can follow up on that.